get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hello, family, and hello, friends. It's your girl, Candace L. That's CandaceElle, coming to you with another episode of the Candace Chronicles. But before we get into it, be sure to go to your app store, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, and download the Bashani Radio app. That's B-S-H-A-N-I Radio app. So let's get into it. Last week, I talked about, you know, goal setting and setting your goals and reaching our goals, right? Let me tell you something. I feel like I gave some really sound advice, some good best practices, and some good things that you could do day by day to ensure, you know, that you hit your goals, whatever they may be, before 2022. So I was like confident, right? I was like, yes, I am going to start checking off these boxes. Nothing can stop me. Nothing's going to hold me down. I pep talked myself up. I prayed about it. I'm walking by faith and not by sight. Not only do I have the spiritual, but I got the practical unlocked. Like, I'm ready to go. And let me tell you, this week went nothing like I planned and nothing like I envisioned. Why? Because life was lifing. And even though your girl had a plan and an agenda broken down categorically for each like vertical in my life, I still missed the mark. And I'm like, how? Like I had a plan. And I'm reminded that even though we have a plan, we have obstacles, right? Whether that comes in the form of finances, career, or just people. Because people have their own agenda and their agendas can interfere with your agendas. Or, you know, if you're trying to accomplish something and you're a person of excellence and you're trying to accomplish a goal with someone of mediocrity, like it just doesn't flow right. And so because I entered my week and I poised myself to do things with excellence and to hit the mark, I was counteracted with people who were very mediocre in their week. And as a result of that, my focus, I was distracted, right? I was distracted. And that's what we want to hone in, is the distractions. Because like I mentioned before, I feel like I'm in a season of paying attention to the details. It's the little things day by day, the little behaviors day by day that are going to help me accomplish my end goal. And so, you know, the word even says the little foxes spoil the vine. It's those little things that pop up that can potentially get you off course. And that's exactly what happened. I got off course. I got off track. And then it snowballed. It was like I couldn't get back on the wagon. I couldn't, you know, do my workouts. So because I missed a workout, now I got to do two a days. Or, you know, because I didn't drink my water intake hour by hour, I got to hurry up and get it in before the end of the day. Or because somebody dropped the ball at work, I have to put so much focus on things that I should not have had to, which then affected other areas. And let me tell you something. When you're distracted and you are not in your lane because you got to dip off into other lanes, it could leave you drained and exhausted. So I found myself not sleeping well during the night because I'm thinking about things that occurred during the day or things that I have to do the next day. And then it's a snowball effect of just being tired. And then you know when you're tired and you don't have proper rest, you're not as effective as you could be. You're not as impactful as you could be. But the dope thing about this week is for work, it was the beginning. July is the beginning of our fiscal year. And so we had keynote speakers and we had Mel Robbins come. Phenomenal speaker, motivational speaker. And there are a couple of concepts that she said that kind of tied everything home, kind of explained how I was feeling, right? She said, many of us know what our goals are. And believe it or not, we actually have the plan to achieve them. So it's not, you know, just knowing what your goals are, and it's not knowing the how to get there. It's that other part, right? That action. The word even says we walk by faith and not by sight, but it also says faith without works is dead. So that means although there is a goal, there are steps that you have to take in the natural and on the practical side of things to achieve said goal. So she said, you know what? We know what to do. It's a matter of, are we executing? So she has this concept. It's called the 5-second rule, right? And I'm going to start reading the book. I'm going to order it, and I encourage you to do it too. But the concept is pretty dope. It's essentially, you're giving yourself 5 seconds to get into action. So if you're laying in bed and you know your goal is to hit your morning workout, 5, 4, 3, 2, feet should be on the floor. You should be getting dressed to go do that workout. Not thinking about it. Once you get to that 2 mark, you're up and you're at it. You got deadlines, projects at work. You got presentations you need to be together. 5, 4, 3, 2, you're in your PowerPoint. You have a water goal, water daily intake. Get you a bottle. Get you one of those bottles where it has the hours on it. So you're holding yourself accountable. If you want to spend time in meditation or in prayer or relaxation, 5, 4, 3, 2, get rid of your electronics, shut the TV off, create a space of peace. 5-second rule. And apparently there is something scientific about if you interject your thoughts or your pattern with that 5 seconds to propel yourself into action, like you'll get things done. And so I was like, oh, okay, that's something practical that I can implement. I'm going to do that. But another thing she said in speaking to us was, keep the promises you made to yourself. Keep the promises you made to yourself. And I was like, yeah, keep the promises I made to myself. And that for me comes in the form of my goal list. And I think we spoke with her on Wednesday. But man, when I tell you, just when I got that burst of energy and I was like, I feel seen. Somebody else gave me some more best practices. Man, life kept lifing. Distractions kept coming. And I was like, oh gosh, I'm spiraling. And then that's when, bam, I said, I need a hard reset. I need a hard reset because there's nothing wrong with getting distracted. That's just a human moment, right? We get distracted. We're human. We don't hit the mark right the first time. But the dope thing about it is you need to be self-aware and hold yourself accountable. It's all about accountability. And so I said, man, I need a hard reset. So I'm pretty sure if this week I had a human moment, it definitely just wasn't me. I'm pretty sure that you did too. And I just want you to know that it is okay. Like, we are human. We still got the plan, but now we have something dope to put into play. Like the 5-second rule to aid and ensure that we are checking off the boxes. And so, yeah, today I'm gonna rest. That's another thing. Man, I was so tired and so drained. I'm gonna rest. And that's another thing. When you get laser focused, seclusion is not a bad thing. Seclusion can come in the form of maybe you're not gonna get up with your friends for the next 5 days because you're on a hard reset. Or maybe you're not gonna tap into social media because you're doing a hard reset. Or maybe, just maybe, you're gonna actually stick to your bedtime for the next couple days because you're doing a hard reset. Laser focus and get secluded to just focus on you. And that's actually a promise that my best friend made me make, is that promise me that you will be focused on you this weekend, that you reset, that you get some rest, so you could go into next week making it do what it do, right? Because you know you can do it. You got the list before you. And so even to narrow it down more, just focus on the 24 hours before you. Don't focus 12 weeks out. Don't focus 6 weeks out. Just focus on the 24-hour period before you. And make sure within those 24 hours, you are doing the little things, the daily behaviors that will ultimately help you obtain your goal. So let's breathe in and out. Let's together breathe in and out. Doesn't that feel good? Feels great. I just got like a sense of calm and a sense of centeredness. And that is exactly what we need. So I want to encourage you, drink your water. Seclude yourself. Give yourself 5 days. Seclude yourself. Limit your social media interactions. Go to bed on time. Like, listen, make that a goal. Go to bed on time. Another thing, try something different. I know this is going to seem out of the box for many of us, but plug your phone up either across the room or in another room or downstairs, or set your do not disturb. Get rid of your phone at night. Don't wake up in the middle of the night, reach over to look at your phone and scroll and look at social media. Shut it off. When you wake up in the morning, don't let the first thing be hopping on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, or even your email. When you wake up in the morning, take some deep breaths, stare at the ceiling, and collect your thoughts for at least 30 minutes. You should be well rested. So that first 30 minutes of the day is your quiet time, and it is centered around you, not centered around who posted overnight or what you were tagged in. And I guarantee you it'll make a difference. So get in your little peace bubble and get to yourself. Because if life was life and for you, like it was for me this week, you extended a lot of energy in areas that you should not have, and you got distracted. So let's stay the course. Let's stay focused. Let's get back in the wagon. Let's implement the 5-second rule. Let's take some deep breaths. Let's go to bed on time. Let's drink our water. Let's plug our phones in another room and let's seclude ourselves. Why? Because we have goals to hit and we want to keep the promises that we made to ourselves. If we spend a lot of energy helping other people achieve their goals and talking life into them, we most certainly are deserving of the same attention and the same focus. And if anybody should be hanging, left hanging at the end of the year with unaccomplished goals, it definitely should not be you. So let's get it. This has been your girl, Candace L. That's CandaceElle. You can find me on Facebook or Instagram. And remember, go to your app store, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, download the Bashani Radio app. That's BSHANI Radio app. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week on another episode of the Candace Chronicles. But in the meantime, remember, we have goals to achieve. So for this upcoming week, do the hard reset, stay focused, and let's get it.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.